Hip-hop is all about the beats and the flow. For two Rwandan artists, that flow sometimes comes in four languages.
Yeah.
French and English, Kenya Rwanda and Swahili. This is Kenya Trap.
This is Zed Prozed, Zedou Nyamirambo, also known as Ngabonziza Shema Darsin. I'm a music producer slash rapper.
Is it Matt Fibonacci? Guaranteed, we reclaim the VIP. After one shot, two shot, don't put the Jinanga Mariachi.
Okay, so I started around 2015. I was like 16 at the time. So I had to learn how to make beats, produce, start looking for tutorials on YouTube. So at the time, Kenny K-Shot, he came. He needed a producer, I needed an artist to work with.
My name is Kenny K-Shot. I'm a rapper, songwriter. I was influenced by American music, Eminem, Lil Wayne, Drake. Even when I was 8 and 9, I used to rap all of it. I didn't even fully understand English, but I used to rap it for my people. And I knew that I loved this genre that has beat and boom bap, you know, makes me feel some way. Ever since I was a kid, until I understood what it was, I was like, I can't call myself a rapper if I don't have my own bars.
Started watching MTV in the beginning. Started loving rhymes and rhythm in the beginning. I had to learn the ABC.
I didn't know any other producer who had the same vision as me, you know, who made the same kind of beats that I was like. Because before that, I used to download beats, you know, type beats. So you go, look, Drake type beat. Whatever, Lil Wayne type beat, you know. Because the producers here were more like not really on that level.
It wasn't the kind of music you wanted to make.
Yes. And we had this vision of taking the random music on a whole another level.
They found fellow artists who shared their vision, more than a dozen, all unsigned. Then, during the early days of the pandemic,
it was like 2020, we did this album called Rwanda Rwejo, which means the future of Rwanda.
Yeah.
It was easy for people to listen to our music because everyone was at home. They didn't have anything to do. It blew up right away.
We were all independent. It wasn't easy accepting new artists in the industry, in the Rwandan music industry.
So what made it difficult?
There was still, it was like a monopoly, and the appointed people they wanted to do this kind of music they wanted.
It was hard to break through. You had to know someone at a radio station or even be willing to pay for airtime.
Even if you do it, they're gonna play like only once or twice, and after that, that will be done.
Another challenge, their music sounded different. It wasn't like anything out there.
We kind of like modernized it in a way, and we did these new kind of beats, new kind of sounds, and we talked about things that were not really being talked about in the society.
Can you say more about that? You said you were talking about things that weren't talked about in society. Can you give us a couple of examples?
We just said about how we feel, you know, we just expressed our feelings, because most of the songs that were mainstream were Afrobeat, and they were talking about love song, love song, love song, love song, love song. So we just came up and we're like, you know, everything, we coming for everyone, you know, talking about like things people could relate but never really spoke about. We just say things unapologetically.
Rwandan rap music didn't really exist. People loved the American hip-hop sounds of the 90s. Prozed and Kenny K-Shot paired new beats with ancient songs.
We don't want to have our own music to sound like others, you know? So we're trying to make it sound like Rwandan music, but using like ancient Rwandan music.
It's Ela's on the track.
Okay, Kenny here. So mixing the drill with the traditional music, sampling the traditional music in Rwanda with the slangs and Rwandan slangs that people never heard before, and, you know.
Can you give us some examples?
Like Yahuzo, there's this slang called Yahuzo.
Literally.
Yeah, which means like, nah, I don't want this, or something like that, yeah.
Get out of my way, or, you know, but in a slang way, in another word that was not heard before.
So this was like a collaboration of me and another producer. He actually made the beat, and I came up with the sample. So it starts with a melody. I can play it for you guys and listen to it. This is how it goes.
It's Elo's on the track.
And after the melodies, there's a beat drop where the beat bounce.
They sample an archival recording from Western Rwanda.
Sometimes we used to call the guy, he come with the traditional instrument and it just...
It's a traditional thing where people in marriage, they call it speaking for cows. It's something
like poetry for cows.
For cows.
You know, they're cows with the horns like this. That's why even the traditional dance, women dance like this.
So you're, and when you say like this, you're raising your arms up and it looks almost like the horns of a cow.
It's a wedding, or it was like a ritual in a wedding, whatever. People used to sing for cows.
So the sample, at first, it wasn't in the same key with the melody, so I had to change it, and that's how it sounds when it comes together. So that's like the intro of the beat, and then after that, there where the beat drop comes.
Kenny K-Shot and Prozed are constantly innovating, pushing boundaries. The next boundary they hope to break is going international.
First of all, the Rwandan music has to go outside the borders, because right now it's only in Rwanda. So I believe in the future, like, Rwandan music will have, first of all, their own sound. And like Nigeria has Afrobeats, like South Africa has Amapiano. So we're trying to have our own sound. Maybe in the future we'll have it. We will, actually. Yeah, we will.
Yeah, yeah. So we are the big brothers of the new generation, the next generation. Even the next generation, they're going to treat us like the Biggies in the 90s and the Tupacs and stuff like that. Yeah.
That's Kenny K-Shot and producer Prozed, two pioneering Kenya trap artists in Kigali, Rwanda. Elsewhere on the program, we visit one of Africa's oldest national parks in the eastern part of the country.
He's staring at the car now. He's beautiful. I've never seen a leopard in real life before. Just the coat, the way it walks. I've never seen anything like that before.
Daily, them.